And, you know, as far as the rule changes go, it's, like I said, I'm torn. I don't mind the faster games, the pace of the games. So there's different layers to it. It's the number one thing for me is the quality of the play. Now, generally, they go hand in hand. A well-played game generally will be played at a better pace, will be played in a faster time. But it's not always the case. You can still have games that are played quickly that are not necessarily well-played. So I was always most concerned with the quality of play, not the time of game. And the pace of play is important too, where you just don't want things dragging and nothing is happening. Guys wasting their time, 10 minutes between pitches. You know, I'm exaggerating for effect, but you get the idea. But now it's just, it feels a tick off. They're not there yet. Maybe an extra 5 or 10 seconds would make a little bit of a difference. I don't know. I don't want the violations. I think that that's bad for baseball. I don't like the feeling of rushing pitchers in a big moment. And maybe Major League Baseball is feeling this thing out and they could adapt or adjust the rule changes. But I'll tell you, everybody's going to be happy with the, you know, 2 hour, 2.5 hour games probably on average. Mets played a game yesterday at 2:40, and they were making it sound like it was, you know, a 3.5 hour game, and that was one of the longer games, 2:40. I mean, these games now, it's not going to go over. Remember, we used to watch baseball games for 4.5 hours. And I know it's not a great thing when that's the case, but you get used to, as a fan, having your game there for you, a nice escape for a few hours. You know, it was supposed to be the beauty of baseball, or one of the beauties of baseball, is what? That it's a timeless sport. Well, now it feels like it's kind of timed. So, you know, selfishly, from a work perspective, is it easier to have games over in 2.5 hours and then you could go do stuff with the rest of your day? You know, like spend time with the wife and kids? Yeah, it is. But from a baseball fan's perspective, you know, I don't want to be... It's hard for me because, like I said, I do work in the media, so I'm trying to put on both hats here. From a fan's perspective, I remember going to a game thinking, I don't want this game to end. And if your feeling is whether you're going to it, you know, even my wife was asking, so wait, the games are faster now? Does that mean that if you're seeing less game, the tickets are cheaper? No, not necessarily. Matter of fact, everything's probably going to go up even more. But you pay all this money to go to these games and then you have the game, you know, rushed through. It's a fine line. Major League Baseball trying to thread the needle. I think they're close. And I do ultimately think this will be good for the sport. But it is, there is an adjustment period. And fans who love the game regardless want to enjoy the game however long it takes. 3 hours, 3:20, 3.5, 4 hour, you know, beautifully played game, intense game. I don't know. I think it's a good thing in the long term, but I just don't want it to feel rushed. That's all that I ask. Speed up the pace of play, fine. Make it a little more crisp. Shorten the length of the game, you know, 2.5 hour average or less, whatever it's been. Clean it up a little bit, sure. But just don't rush it, especially in big spots.